Chapter 1. The Making of a Dark Tourist. What you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others. Pericles. I've never been a fan of the term dark tourism or dark tourist. Sure, it's a convenient label, but it feels vague and a little too sensational. To me, a tourist is someone who's just checking off boxes on a list, while a traveler looks for something deeper, a real connection with the places they visit. The phrase dark tourist makes me picture someone skipping a beach day to indulge in a voyeuristic fascination with death and tragedy. That image couldn't be further from what I do. Still, it's the term we have, so I'll wear the label, if only to help others see that exploring the shadows of history can be about more than the surface-level shock value. For me, it's about digging into the depth and history of a place, not just skimming over it. The reality is that not every so-called dark destination is that dark. Dark tourism is on a wide spectrum. A ghost tour can be good fun. And if enjoying a bit of campy storytelling makes me a dark tourist, then I'll gladly take the hit. But when I step onto hallowed ground, where the gravity of history is undeniable, I'm there to reflect, to learn, and to connect with the stories etched into those spaces. So, how did I become someone who would rather stand in the shadow of history than ride a wave in Waikiki? I wasn't a goth kid. I didn't listen to death metal, and I certainly wasn't examining dead animals on the side of the road. I was just a pretty average kid growing up on the rugged iron range of northern Minnesota, surrounded by taconite mines, lakes, and forests. School bored me, which made it tough to stay engaged, and I carry a quiet undercurrent of anxiety that I kept hidden from the world. As a kid, I made my own fun and ran with a crew as wild as I was. I excelled in sports, drank far too much on weekends, and barely scraped by in school. Somehow, I always managed to get through, even if it wasn't pretty. Travel was a big deal in my family, and we often roamed the country to visit historical sites and connect with relatives. College felt like a fresh start, with a clean slate and a newfound focus after discovering a love of the social sciences, I began to excel. Soon after graduating, I secured work in the mental health field while also teaching part-time at a university. This financial security became a lifeline because, at the age of 24, my relationship with my son's mom ended, and I became a single father. Being a single dad is, without a doubt, my proudest accomplishment. Together, my son and I traveled extensively across the United States, and for the first time, I saw the real value of traveling as a form of education, something I had taken for granted as a child. I truly believe these trips had a deep influence on my son. He was exposed to different cultures, tasted new foods, and gained a level of wisdom beyond his years. Recently, he made history as one of the youngest mayors ever elected in Minnesota. Did our trips to places like Washington, D.C., Paris, and London, where we toured historical landmarks and government institutions, shape his path? I like to think they did. One day, as I sat in my office, a slender, curly-haired woman, about my age, sank into the chair across from me, looking drained. She wore a Rolling Stones t-shirt and introduced herself as Sarah, a social worker from St. Cloud, a city 4 hours to the south. Like me, she was a single parent, navigating the challenges of raising her own children. A month or two later, after mustering the courage and pushing past my fear of rejection, I finally asked her on a date. A few years later, we were married in a beautiful ceremony in Duluth, complete with a Frank Sinatra-style band. Because we both had shared custody of our children, Sarah and I couldn't live together full-time. On the weeks I didn't have my son, I would drive 300 kilometers to her house, a routine we maintained for 11 years. This long-distance arrangement made vacations and travel a cornerstone of our relationship. Over time,